I was frightened by the sight of a life of pain. Whether easy days or complicated, it was all the same. It was scary. The main emotion I felt was shame. Tied myself to opinions of others while depression had me change. I remain with so many thoughts of doubt. Having issues with my identity, I lost it in the crowd. But I changed. It was life that taught me how to be the man you see and hear right now.
Hey y'all, what's up? This is FaZe. We want to thank the Most High and Jesus Christ for all they do for us, y'all. Thank you, Yahweh, and thank you, Yahweh Shah, for all you do for us as a family and as a nation. I want to thank my interstate and out-of-state people for thinking. I want to thank all my interstate and out-of-state people for coming in and joining me. I want to appreciate that. Thank you. Continue looking at me at anchor.fm/phase5, the code breaker. This is the code breaker. And we just try to break down different types of codes that are going on. And you know, my main thing I'm working on is to building up our IQ on a lot of things. So we can have a whole lot of, you know, good vibration and good positive energy, and everybody can continue trying to get on the right and same page. But I think, you know, and I listen to y'all and I hear America is free and we this, we that, and all this, and I thought Congress really worked for the people, but I think Congress is trying to oppress the people. The politician and y'all talking about voting. So my thing is, if y'all voting, y'all frequency is very, 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 very low. I think the voters out there, I think y'all IQ is like 55 around mental retardation. You know, if we, because we got a mindset, that's the way we think, that's the way we project everything into us. And these people act like they can tell us what to do, when to do it, what to watch, and how it is. What you talking about, FaZe? Let's analyze.
So we have now come together. We have 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans to introduce a bill that would prohibit TikTok from operating in the United States unless it severs its ties to ByteDance or any other entity controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. This is not a step that Republicans and Democrats are taking lightly. For months, we have studied this issue. We've listened to warnings from every major national security official in the Biden administration, the FBI director, most recently in front of our committee, the CIA director, the NSA director, the DNI, et cetera, et cetera. And now is the time to...
So they got more energy, right, fam? Talking about TikTok. And trying to ban TikTok for us to listen to and get all this information, because you know a lot of common people out here on TikTok giving us information, and there's a lot of silly stuff out there too, a lot of weird stuff out there, and a lot of folly out there. But when you go into the realm of the people who is seeing what's going on and trying to alert the people what's going on, and those people, they are trying to ban, because you know the gig is up and they can't continue their crafty council if everybody telling everybody what's going on and everybody preparing for their mess. Where all that energy at for the homeless? Where all these energy at when people trying to pay their bills or need money to feed their children? Where is that energy at, y'all? Y'all pay all these people out here all to get on here and politic against you and your mindset. What's going on? What's going on?
And the message we've heard from them is that TikTok, under its current ownership structure, is a threat to U.S. national security. Before we open up the floor to questions and for other members to speak, I want to just quickly address Americans who might have some concern about this bill. Whether you're a mom worried about your kids on social media in general or TikTok in particular, or you are a college student who uses the app to connect with friends, or you're an aspiring influencer, I would say this. If you value your personal freedom and privacy online, if you care about Americans' national security at home, and yes, even if you want TikTok to stick around in the United States, this bill offers the only real step toward each of those goals. Let me explain why. TikTok is based in China. In China, there is no such thing as a private company. The ruling authority, the Chinese Communist Party, and its leader, Xi Jinping, have their hands deep in the inner workings of the company, with devastating consequences for our own personal freedoms. And in compliance with Chinese law, TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is legally required to support the work of the Chinese Communist Party. And under ByteDance ownership structure, the Chinese government has the ability to manipulate TikTok's algorithm, surveil its users, and conduct influence operations that quietly populate Americans' For You pages. This is a problem because TikTok isn't just an app for funny dance videos. It is increasingly a news source for Americans under the age of 30. And allowing a CCP-controlled entity like TikTok to become the dominant media player in America would be like if in 1962, at the height of the Cold War, right before the Cuban Missile Crisis, we'd allowed Pravda and the KGB to purchase the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, and NBC. But, and this is crucial, there is a path forward for TikTok. As outlined in our bipartisan bill, if TikTok is completely divested by CCP-controlled ByteDance, if there is a separation, the app can remain in the United States. Through this bill, we want to ensure divestment, not censorship. If an entity other than a CCP-controlled entity owns TikTok, Americans can still share whatever content they like, no matter how bad the dance moves may be. But instead of being fed whatever the opaque Communist Party-controlled algorithm dictates, Americans will then have real freedom of thought and expression. And for TikTok's users, employees, and investors, I would submit this bill provides the only path for the app to continue its...
For one thing, y'all, I want y'all to analyze this, too. The crafty counsel I picked up on, he said TikTok put in the algorithm for people to see whatever. But does the TV do that too? Does the news do that too in America? These are the crafty counsels that y'all got to really understand and see what's going on. You know, they say this and this, and controlling what you think and how you see things. Does the news and the movies and all that they set up for us to keep us in this rut? That's the crafty council. It's no wisdom with them anymore, man. They don't even got wisdom. After Ronald Reagan, they gone. Bigot. But politics and all that.
So, operations in the United States. This is a problem because TikTok isn't just an app for funny dance videos. It is increasingly a news source for Americans under the age of 30. And allowing a CCP-controlled entity like TikTok to become the dominant media player in America would be like if in 1962, at the height of the Cold War, right before the Cuban Missile Crisis, we'd allowed Pravda and the KGB to purchase the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, and NBC. But, and this is crucial, there is a path forward for TikTok. As outlined in our bipartisan bill, if TikTok is completely divested by CCP-controlled ByteDance. If there is a separation, the app can remain in the United States. Through this bill, we want to ensure divestment, not censorship. If an entity other than a CCP-controlled entity owns TikTok, Americans can still share whatever content they like, no matter how bad the dance moves may be. But instead of being fed whatever the opaque Communist Party-controlled algorithm dictates, Americans will then have real freedom of thought and expression. And for TikTok's users, employees, and investors, I would submit this bill provides the only path for the app to continue its operations in the United States without threatening Americans' online freedom, privacy, and security.
See, fam, one thing you got to realize, when you read, when somebody reading off a piece of paper, he reading from a script. When you speaking like I'm speaking, don't need a script from your heart. You know, you can see there's no script. You know, when you like freestyle and just listen to stuff and try to analyze stuff and give my opinion, and I want y'all to think about y'all opinion, and you know, and everybody else had their opinion on how they see things. But, you know, they so much worrying about the American people. That's their plot. They always talking about the American people. The American people. If they were so much in tune with the American people, why they continue giving Ukraine billions and billions of dollars, and we need this money for us, the homeless, the people who, for the elders, for the children, for the mothers, for the men? Why? See, these are the crafty counsels that they say when they get up on these podiums and talk that, and then they done hit the script, wrote a script, and then you gotta read the script and try to get your mindset, and then they trying to put the script on y'all and see how much of y'all gonna go for it. When is it gonna be the time when we as people gonna stop going for the script? When are we gonna stop looking at each other like, you know, the script put us in this mindset to look at you like this and you look at me like this because they putting the script out there? We don't want to, you know, hey, this is all this stuff that we see, James and 4 and 4 say, if you love the world, you hate the Most High. If you hate the Most High, if you love the Most High, if you love the Most High, you hate the world. So, because the Most High hate what's going on right now in this world. Y'all see it? Would you hate it? Would you be disgusted? But we still molested in this supremacy in our mindset as an individual and as a nation. So I can sit up here and talk to y'all, and y'all hear me talk and rattle on like the rest of these podcasters. But I choose not to. Yeah, I got that. Girl, what's wrong with you? Very white voice. And some of y'all like to hear that voice. Yeah, but it's not all about hearing me and my voice. It's all about, you know, seeing what's going on. I care about your well-being. I don't care about how you gonna end up after the mass or before the mass happen. That's the thing that y'all don't realize. I say these things, I might say things that you don't agree, but we can always disagree agree to disagree respectfully. But don't disagree with me because you wicked or in your feelings. Just disagree with me because you have some substance that you still on the fence with. And you try to prove your point with logic, understanding, facts, and history. Because men, black men out here, Latino man out here, Native Indian man out here, you know, with all due respect, you know, our logic is way below retardation. You know, we got so much beat up on logic. Look how we look at each other. Look how we see the world. And the world was made for us to be the people we are, the nation we are now. But you got to realize this, fam. We was under captivity because our forefathers didn't want to do what the Most High asked him to do, right? Right? Now required him to do. He didn't ask, he required. It was a commandment. It was a requirement. Period. A blood covenant. Period. It was a blood covenant. Period. It was a blood covenant. Period. Go look at the Leviticus. Go read Leviticus. How Israel, our forefathers, made a everybody in the nation made a blood covenant to the Most High. And we in it. Man, ain't no only way you gonna be out of it unless he kill you and send you to somewhere you don't want to be. You know, we do bad things. All you got to say, Most High, I sin. I repent of my sin. Repent me. You know, you're going to come away from what you're doing or trying to do. Just, I'm not trying to get y'all no religious stuff, but I want y'all to get y'all mindset and get y'all heart straight. And then, you know, you just move on and try to get them scriptures, man. Every day is not going to be a good day, you know, but as you walk your walk, man, you're going to be good. And then you're going to feel the Spirit walking with you, man. Especially when you're trying to do right in the eyes of the Most High. Because we always looking at the eyes of the Caucasian, man. Having him to be our compass. And instead of letting the Most High be our compass. And we go through all this mess. We got to go through all this mess. Because we failed to do the Most High commandment that our forefathers had blood covenant against, and we here now. And when we was in, and while we in our, let me see, while we in our mess right now, we soaking and splatting and splattered in our mess right now. A lot of other nations are taking advantage of us. That's why I say we have an IQ of a 55. Because we got other nations taking advantage of us and we don't even see it. They so much manipulate us on the TV that we don't even hear. But, you know, y'all can go out here and listen to all that garbage that don't mean nothing. Some old, I was going through my content, listening and trying to find some good stuff for y'all to hear, entertain y'all while y'all at work or waiting on somebody at the hospital or in traffic or just bundling around, cleaning up the house, and just my voice just running through the rhythm, as a rhythm of your house, your room, your space. We got to realize We got to realize a whole lot, fam. Things are getting thicker. The odor is getting stinkier, funkier, mustier. They already at the ER point. So we look at each other and we don't analyze when we gonna let the Most High be our compass so that we can get back into a better place. We follow behind a policy that don't work for us. And the main thing is it, out of all the men in our nation, and all the men in our nation, Latino man, Native Indian man, and black man, the black man in America, we got the hardest stripe of them all, man. And I say this because we lost everything. We lost our love for our brother. We lost our love for ourselves. We lost our knowledge of ourselves. We lost our morals and our values. We lost how we really supposed to view the world. And we lost who really is our oppressor. And we lost our compass to the Most High because everybody want to be somebody, but nobody ain't really nobody. So if we was rolling where everybody is nobody, ain't worried about trying to be somebody, then we'll be good. But when everybody want to be somebody, I'd rather be nobody. You can call me nobody. I'm just somebody talking, just trying to enlighten some people that want to hear, or some people that got time to hear, or some people who trying to get it but don't understand or don't know the proper channels to get it. Uncle OG. But it's a shame out here, man. It's a shame out here. We got to clean this mess up that came upon us. And that's what a lot of us don't want to do and realize there's a whole bunch of mess out here that we got to clean up. We want to join these and join this and debate about this and talk about this. And the talk about us is so low rated. The talk about us is so low rated that I'm going on the social network. This girl talking about, I want to know, I don't know how she said it, but she said, like, I want to know, what would you eat out first? Her vagina? Her butt, right? And then she said, but you got to smell which one you want to eat out. See, that's the mindset that is in our nation and IQ. That's why I say as a nation, how, you tell me that, y'all. You tell me and I'm tripping. Tell me, I'll explain to you. What you tripping, Faye? What you talking about, Faye? Okay, if a woman come up, you know, it was a bunch of guys, like five or six guys, and she on the microphone telling the guy about eating her out, right? And which one to smell better, that's the one you'll eat out. Now, when you looking at that and you hearing that from a woman telling that, and a guy up there smelling her front, and then the guy smelling her back. You know what I'm saying? He actually doing it, right? So what is the IQ level is that? What is the IQ level of a dude spitting in a female's mouth? What is the IQ level is that? And I can go on and go on and go on and go on. So what is the IQ of that? Ain't that a 55? Maybe a 40 IQ? That's what I say, man. That's what I say. I can sit up here and ramble on and ramble on just to be hearing myself talk. But what I do is educational moments. What I do is encourage and show and alert. What I do is inspire and teach. What I do is loving and caring another heart in a strong, difficult, different way. I do it in a passionate way. I understand that, you know, we've been through all this and all this, but why can't we be free? When are we going to be free? Really, really, really be free? When we going to stop being punks? When we going to stop being fools? When we going to stop letting people play on us as a nation? You know, I wouldn't really do this podcast if I had somebody like me talking the way I'm talking and I can listen to the person talking the way I'm talking. But ain't nobody really talking the way I'm talking. If they talking all that Hollywood stuff, man, I'm up here trying to get it. I'm up here trying to get my prize. I'm up here trying to show us the earth is ours and it's time to get out of this captivity so that we can govern the world that the Most High want us to do, how he presented it to do, how he got the foundation and the four floor plans. The Most High floor plans, not ours, not the Caucasian man. But hey, when we stop getting in our feelings and just get into our lore thinking, our logical thinking, because like I say, our logical thinking is not good. It's at a 77. And that's not good. Our logical thinking as black men and black women, Latino man and Latino woman, and Native Indian man and Native Indian woman is a 77. Now look at us as a nation. We smart as heck, right? We do everything, but they eating off our plate, and then they eat up everything off the plate and leave us something to just lick our tongue on because we hungry and eat the peas or the leftovers that they left. The leftover meat on the bone, the leftover corn on the plate, the leftover soup in the bowl, after we already harvested and did all this other stuff. But we could, and our intelligent people out here want to engage in the mindset of the oppressor, because you got to know and you got to understand, you got to be a fool if you know you're not in a trick hat. You got to be a fool if you don't know that the non-pigmentation man don't like you as a nation. Don't get me wrong, there's some good ones out there, non-pigmentation people. Some good ones. I'd rather have them some good ones and transfer the Uncle Toms and the snakes over there with them. But we got to get this mindset, man. We got to just start building up our IQ thinking in the world, how we see the world, how we conduct ourselves in the world, how I look at my brother in the world, how I look at my sister in the world, how I speak to my brother in the world, how I speak to my sister in the world. They ain't gonna teach us this, man. They barely want to teach us. They teaching us how to be servants and slaves and niggazettes. But y'all ain't. We so much embedded in their life, but we not blooming into our life. We tried it. And what they did, they blowed up our Black Wall Street. We tried everything, they blew it up. But now, we stronger, we better, we wiser, and we know. That makes us up to the 77 now. That's why. That makes us up to the 77. But when are we going to get over the 77? We borderline mental retardation in the mindset. And it's not a put down or throwing rocks or trying to make somebody feel a certain type of way or whatever. It's just like, you know, just put the cap on the bottle and look at it for what it is. Everybody else and look at it. We came from gutter as a nation. We had to build ourselves up and still get beat up as we try to pull ourselves up as a nation. And people want us to forget about it, even people like me. All these people that died and try to make a way from us, and then they gonna give up. They cowards. They punks, however you want to call it. They so much scared. Because if you had the Most High and believe in the Most High with all your heart and have faith that the Most High is going to got your back, even though the stuff don't look right, that's what faith for. Because somebody, you can't ask the Most High when you act. Yeah, if you righteous and doing the right thing, you might get a quick telephone call from him. But you got to have a growth and some growth in seeing where you going. Direction, why you feel a certain type of way, why you see this way, why I'm doing this, how I'm going in line and find my company with the Most High. And there going to be people and friends that you're going to hang around that you can't hang around with because they ain't going to get it. Then if they don't get it, just remove yourself, do what you got to do. And, you know, you ain't got to be all hard or say this or that. I say, you know, I'm changing for another direction now. You still my boy, you still my girl, whatever you want to say. And, you know, and then they see you shine, they're going to come over here and start asking questions. But we got to do something, man. We got to build our nation IQ up, man. We can't be the chosen children of God living like bombs and bombs and everything. We can't be the chosen. How that look, y'all? We was kings and princes and queens and all that beautiful words and people bowing down to us and all this other stuff. And now, we bowing down to everybody else. They spitting in our face. They may not be literally spitting on our face, but we see it. The ones that see it. And it shouldn't anger you. That should get you in the Bible more harder, get stronger in the Bible. So when the Most High put you in the way you need to go and put you right there, you ready. That should be your fuel to get tight with the Most High. Okay. You punch me in my face now. Okay. Let me go on to the Most High. And he said, vengeance is mine, but I'm going to go on over here and ask him to keep me from evil that it may not grieve me. And I keep meditating, preaching on that until he get me where I need to get. And then if I had to go back in the ring with you, I'm ready. Because I got my God with me. I got my brother with me. I got my father with me. I got my king, man. I got my king, man, with me. I got my pops with me. I got my family with me. Because the Most High is the most family we could ever have. The Most High is the most family that we can ever love. The Most High is the best thing going, but we fail to realize because our mind's so molest. Again, our mind's so molest in white supremacy and KKK. Hey fam, what's up? This is Fades. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to me. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And thank you. You can reach me at Fades380, or you can come and join me at anchor.fm/Fades5. That's where you can join my little rendezvous in the thought or process as we ride down the road to the world of destruction. Come in and join me. If you got a comment, you can post it at the bottom. You got a voice that you want to be heard, just send it to my Instagram. Fades380. Everybody do their part, and the world can be a better place. I ain't here for no drama. I ain't here for no problems. I ain't here for no static. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to learn.
Get that horse and his wagon. Get that man and his rifle. Get that priest and his Bible. Get them that's dead on arrival. Them that pray see heaven. Them that don't see devil. Separate but equal. Say them that slave my people. So break them chains and shackles. Come again. Get that horse and his wagon. Get that man and his rifle. Get that priest and his Bible. For them that's dead on arrival. Them that pray see heaven. Them that don't see devil. Separate but equal. Say them that slave my people. So break them chains and shackles. Not again.
Fam, I want y'all to realize something. I want y'all to think about this as well. Because, you know, Africa, I feel connected to Africa. I don't know about y'all, your own individual. And I feel connected to some of my brothers and sisters over there. Because I don't know, I just been riding with Africa since I've been on this podcast. And you know, I got many, many, many content. Many, 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 many content. And I see things and I kind of feel and empathize with the people and how they play got played. And I know they have a very low IQ mind. I know their IQ, with no disrespect, as a nation, is probably damn 55. Now, I ain't gonna even say 55. I'm gonna say 70. And, you know, and make it so bad, you know, these politicians in America make thousands and thousands. I mean, millions and millions of dollars. And if Africa had all this money and you got leaders that are making more money, that's why I tell y'all, Africa, the people in Africa, y'all be starving, y'all be hungry, your family, you ain't got no lights, you ain't got nothing. And then y'all get these people, y'all vote in, and they living big and large.
10 highest paid presidents in Africa, 2023. Part 1. 10. Haj Geingob, president of Namibia. Annual salary of $100,000. He has been in power since 2015.
I wanted to talk about that, him. He been in power since 2015. So, to me, if he been in power since 2015, America got him by the ball. Somebody got him by the ball that he can sit up here and be a leader of Africa. That's a guy I would have to put a red flag on. You've been in there too much. You're a dictator. And a new mind, a new set of ways needs to be there. Because as they go out and say a couple of these presidents, some of them gave me a red flag. Let's analyze.
9. Denis Sassou Nguesso, president of Republic of Congo. Annual salary of $110,000. He has been in power since 1997.
So this dude been in power in Africa since 1997, y'all. I already know he a crook. I already know Britain, America, Spain, whoever got him in by the ball, some situation and somehow. I already know it. I can even feel it. He has to go. That dude has to go. You know, they need to get out of power. New minds to build Africa. New minds to have a new set. You got to get the old mindset out. Okay, you got a good life. You got enough money to take care of your family and all this and that. But your ideology and the way you lead, it's not the way we want to go. Just like how the owners do the coaches. Well, you're a good coach and this and all that, but we want to go another direction. That's the mindset y'all need to look at these people. Let's analyze.
8. Azali Assoumani, president of Comoros. Annual salary of $115,000. He has been in power since 2016.
See, they got all these old guys out there. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. He had 8. The other one been there almost 10, 15 years. These old guys that look like they've been bought off. These guys right here look like they've been bought off. Because, you know, you can look at a person and see what type of situation going on in their country. Letting them know that they've been bought off. They got all this money rolling all hard, but the people still in profit. Why they got to have all that money? Why they can't take $2,000 or $50,000 and get the rest to help the people build stuff? And we ain't got that much money. I ain't got no lights out here, but you making $100-some thousand. just to lead me to nowhere. And then that ain't even no money. All that little stuff ain't nothing. Let's end the line.
7. Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo, President of Somalia. Annual salary of $120,000. He is the President of Somalia and was previously the Prime Minister of Somalia. 6.
See, I don't know nothing hard about him. So he doing the present day.
Pedro Obiang Nguema Mbasogo, President of Equatorial Guinea. Annual salary of $150,000. He has been in power since 1979.
This dude been in power since 1979. You already know America got him by the ball, his mindset. But I don't know. He reminded me of, what is it? Bumpy, which car? New York. And the dude that was fighting with Bumpy. I mean, the black dude with the white people. That's how he looked. So, yeah.
10 highest paid presidents.
5 richest families in Nigeria, 2023. 5. Ibenidian family. Net worth $1.5 billion. 4.
See? Now you got all that $1 billion, and why is Nigeria in the situation they doing? If you got $1 billion, why is Africa ain't got no lights and all that? Told you. These people mindset is molested in that way that they don't have the mindset for the people. I got $1 billion and I got kids and children out here hungry. What I'm gonna do with a damn $1 billion? $1 billion gonna last me all my life until I die. So why I can't do good with some of my money? And I got people out here hungry and don't need education. My people, see the mindset, y'all. See the mindset of these people. Let's analyze.
Odedola family. Net worth $1.8 billion.
There's another one. See? So my thing is, if they got all this money, they done manipulated the people over the oil and stuff of like America. Because I don't understand, if they got money like that, that Africa in the mindset that they are in.
3. Mike Adenuga family. Net worth $9.2 billion. 2. Folarunshil Alakija family. Net worth $10.4 billion. 1. Dangote family.
See, y'all. I told y'all. All these people.
Net worth $14.1 billion.
Now all this right here, that all them $1 billion that they got. You got $14 billion. Imagine if you got $14 billion. And half of y'all, they ain't even got to give up. Each of them give up $1 billion apiece. Or $8 million. If all of them gave up $8 million of that money, Africa would be in a better place. They done sold out. How can you see? This is the mindset I don't understand. I guess the Bible came right. Money is the root of all evil. If you use it in a wicked way. You got all that money and people hungry. I already know who I am. You know, there's people out here, and I'm blessed with this. There's people out here that really need help. On a real level. not just giving random people this and that for a moment, put a band-aid on it. You got to make it work and continue making it work. You can't just start working and then all of a sudden it stopped. And you back at the same place you was when I don't understand. And they oppress us so much, man. And we as black men in America and the rest of our nation, we got to realize that Africa went through a whole lot of oppression state as well, dealing with colonialism, white supremacy, and KKK.
Five African presidents who were once prisoners. Number five, Muhammadu Buhari, Nigeria. Before becoming the president in 2015, he was a military dictator who was imprisoned for corruption-related offenses in 1985. Four, Jomo Kenyatta of Kenya. He was an anti-colonial activist who was arrested for being the mastermind behind the Mau Mau Rebellion in 1951. Number three, Kwame Nkrumah of Ghana, who was arrested for going against the British colonial masters and called for a constituent assembly to draft the constitution. 2. Olusegun Obasanjo. This Nigerian president was arrested for voicing his opposition to the Abacha regime's violation of human rights and participating in a coup. And number one, we have Nelson Mandela, who endured many arrests and spent 28 years of his life in prison.
The top three richest dictators in African history. 1. Teodoro Obiang, Equatorial Guinea, 1979, present. Net worth, $6 billion. He has been the dictator of Equatorial Guinea since 1979. He is one of the longest-serving rulers in Africa and is known for his repressive regime. 2. Omar Bongo, Gabon, 1967-2009. Net worth, $10 billion. He was the dictator of Gabon and a close ally of France and was known for his extravagant lifestyle. He amassed a fortune through corruption, oil sales, and other means. 3. Mobutu Sekou, Zaire, 1965-1997. Net worth, $15 billion. He was the dictator of Congo who used his wealth to fund a lavish lifestyle and to build a personal empire, including a palace, a fleet of cars, and a private zoo. The top three richest dictators.
See, that's what I say about Africa and stuff like that. There's so much corruption over there, and the common man and the common woman, y'all allow these people to do this. They supposed to be working for y'all, not y'all working and vice versa. You working for them and they telling you what to do. Because I hear a lot of these crafty council black men that all fluke with this African political stuff, try to talk down low and downplay the things that going on in Africa, and then when they rise up, that's why I don't understand that. The all of the oppression on there, you still got to let's analyze.
And I just want to make it very clear to anyone who is threatening any form of unrest, they will be followed up and they will be arrested. Those are people who belong in jail. Those are people who are the enemies of our democracy. The people of South Africa value this hard-won democracy, and they don't want any form of instability. And we've always followed the rule of law. When you are dissatisfied with any decision, be it a government decision, the president's decision, a minister's decision, even a court's decision, there are ways in which...
Yeah, if I had a problem with it, I'm the people. That should matter. It shouldn't be no ways I'm going through paperwork to do that. Y'all work for me. See, that's the mindset that y'all need to start bringing that spirit up to Africa, letting these clowns know that, hey, we not working like that. That's the mindset of the young folks need to be doing out there. The revolutionary, the ones that need to go ahead and change and flip it for their grandchildren. because, yeah, for the government and this and that. Now, y'all already got crooked ways and crooked policy, so I got to go play your game, crookedness, to even try to even play out of my playbook. But I can't win because I'm playing out your playbook. And you already know the plays in your playbook.
All those complaints can be followed up. So for anyone to say that if this does not happen, they are going to have instability, it's against the will of the people of South Africa. And I can promise you those people will be followed up. We will arrest them. And they do not belong as part of the South African community that wants stability. That is going to happen.
I want to know which foreigner to get job from whom. Because you are here, you are the anchor of the SABC. There is no foreigner who can come here and just take your job and say, from today I'm sitting here. The bosses would have allowed that. So the bosses are white monopoly capital which owns the South African economy. It's the one that brings foreigners into the country, give them jobs because they are going to pay them lower wages. And then from there come to South Africans and say, these people are taking your jobs. And then they make us fight. But Sakina, since when have other Africans never worked in South Africa? Because this Johannesburg was founded by a Southern Africa, not South Africa. That's why the language Fanaga law exists. Because these people came from everywhere to come and mine this diamond that we're enjoying and gold we're enjoying today in Gauteng. So they met from Mozambique, they met from Malawi, they met from Zambia, Zimbabwe. They came together, they couldn't hear one another. They even developed a language called Fanaga law. EFF was not there when that was formed. So it's not true that this is something that is happening for the first time. It has always been. But why would you say, I don't support colonialism and support colonial borders? That is hypocrisy. If you don't support apartheid, you don't support colonialism, you cannot support the invasion of everything that came with these people. The borders were imposed on us. We never had borders. And even without borders, we never encroached in each other's territory. We always knew that here is this kingdom, here is that kingdom. So it's unscientific to say when you do away with the borders, people, there's going to be an influx of foreigners in South Africa. Let's take Limpopo and Gauteng, for instance. Limpopo is much more poor than Gauteng. But the people have never left Limpopo to come to Gauteng. I come from Limpopo. And every time I get an opportunity, I go home. I've got no intention, none whatsoever, to relocate my home into Gauteng. So it's unscientific to say, because people are poor and we are in a much better, relatively stable situation, they are going to come here and destabilize us. No one wants to come here. We want you, people of Africa, if you want to go and trade in DRC, wake up this morning and just go to DRC and do whatever you want to do and come back without hassle. There must be free movement of people. There must be free movement of goods, and Africans must trade amongst themselves. Because only through the unity of Africa will we earn our seat on the international table where real issues are being discussed. Why? What will Swaziland go and tell China and say, no, Swaziland and China are, they say, are equal? Equal on what? But once we bring the unity of Africa, both in terms of size of the population and the mineral resources combined, the world will listen to us. Okay. We command more than 85% of the world platinum, ourselves and Zimbabwe combined.
So we're running out of time very fast.
And opposition from a Kenyan court.
Why can't the United States of America provide 1,000 policemen? If you want African policemen, you can find 1,000 in the United States police force. Why can't you go to the Caribbean and have that done? Why can't you go to Brazil and have that done? And if we are doing it, why approach a single African country? Why don't you ask for the African Union and we have a donation of forces from different African countries? I think that the Kenyan police force, and this is an ongoing thing, are being used by the United States of America to play the role that they don't want to play. Because Haiti is not a walk in the park. Gangsterism has become a way of life, has become a multi-billion dollar industry. And when Kenyan police officers go there, they can't speak French. And if they do, it's a smattering of French. They will be shocked.
So you hear him, fam. I told you I didn't trust that Kenya president. So the Kenya president going to send Kenya police down there to Hades. And United States, it got the Kenya president by the balls. But y'all don't believe me. Y'all ain't hear me. Y'all ain't seeing me. But what is the lore of this story, Africa? Where's your mindset, Africa? The people that y'all got in there damn near it got a smelling. It got an odor that needs to be removed. And nobody can't move it. You can't do nothing unless the people do something together. Stand as one. And they got set up on borders. Oh, man, y'all, I don't understand. That's why I said, how can you have borders and this person that look like me can't go across here? I'm hungry, ain't got no food. And y'all got food over there, but I can't go over there and get no food over there in your land, your country. You got hate for your brother. You got hate for your sister. And we're just next door neighbor. And you got hate. Well, I don't understand this method fine. I don't see no point. After y'all got to get your mindset. The young fellas out there and young fellas, y'all got to get your mindset. Because we all was in a delusional state. We all was in a trick hat. And what I see is y'all got people that making billions of dollars. And the United States got showing y'all with pot bellies and flies going up in your face and up in your nose. And you got people that And they don't feel a certain type of way about that. Why you gonna disgrace my people like that? It's not like that. But they made it like that. All them billions of dollars. And you got people. I don't understand that. Because I understand it. But I don't know what their mindset is. But I understand it. In order to line up with crookedness, you got to be in the crookedness. And all of them is in the crookedness. Because righteous money gonna do righteous things. Crooked money gonna continue being crooked money. But one thing, Africa, y'all need to breathe real deep. Inhale. And exhale. And get y'all mind and body in tune. The trick hat that we've been in, and we didn't know about it. Shame on them.
Now we see this trick hat. We analyzed it. We researched it. And still go for the playbook. Then shame on me. I'm the problem. I'm the reason why these people keep doing what they doing. Because I continue to feed into their process. And when you, Africa, the whole nation, stop feeding into these people's process and letting them feed you all this crazy and idiot and other stuff that really doesn't matter. One thing about it is, I'm telling you, to get peace and instill joy, you have to let the Most High rooted in you. It has to be rooted in you through the Most High, the precious joy. And y'all just had to pray, continue doing those law, statutes, and commandments, man, and keep faith if that's all you can do. But if you're going to build your IQ up to be another way and think another way so that you can be affected, you can be affected real good to help the people out that needs to be helped, because we all got our part, man. And when we doing all that stupid stuff, that's taking all the energy and all the avarism that you're supposed to be putting into something. In Africa, y'all got to think about it as a nation, man, because the leaders that y'all have needs to be changed. It needs to be people of the mindset of building and being on the righteous side of God, the righteous side of right, the righteous side of the people, and hear the people and do what the people ask them to do, not the opposite. Until then, y'all gonna have pity, y'all gonna have pain, y'all gonna continue being suffering. Ask the Most High, pray for what you need to pray for. But we already know the time is near. So I say, my brothers and sisters in Africa, pray for wisdom, pray for understanding, and find those gates, them wise men, them fence. And once you find them fence, them wise men, not the one that molested in white supremacy, the ones that molested in doing the right thing for the people. And if any man let money motivate them, they're not the people for the job. Because if their mind is being motivated by money, then they're taking out the time of what you need or what you require he needs to be motivated by and do.
Song is broken, do nothing but raise my hand. The farmer about to clear the land, so Jacob return again. Battle where we found the Ark of the Covenant, we ain't playing. We know we at war, ain't no explanation for the things that I saw. Them chariots is coming, prophecy you can't ignore. Messiah coming back, you don't want him roar, you don't want him roar. Your salvation draw near, look up, that's the update. Only the farmer know when he coming, he got the update. So shall the Son of Man be lifted up, that's the update. The 12 tribes rise around the world, that's the update. California on fire, Greece on fire. Y'all, we at the end of time, earthquakes every hour. Most eyes showing his power. Y'all, this place gon' get devoured. The sheep waiting on they self. He gon' get us together. Y'all, that day gon' be so special. Stay repenting the next. Stop that sinning before he catch you. His protection is a blessing.
In the world, I stay tuned to the Failure Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm home, chilling, I'm always tuned in to Failure. He has the hottest podcast out there.
Don't miss it. Very informative.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Faze. He has the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the world, I stay tuned to the Faze podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
And when I'm at the spot just chilling, or when my car just driving around, I always listen to Faze. He keep it real. He say it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely suggest it. Check him out.